Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One of them you may know a little about, the other one you don't know anything about, but we're going to give him some airtime. Later in the hour, we're going to meet the author of Never Argue with a Dead Person, Unbelievable Stories from Thomas John, who is a medium that practices in New York City. He's going to go on with Uri Geller. I want to find out more about him.
Is he a large medium or a small medium?
He's a medium at large.
So he's a small medium at large.
Very funny. Don't forget now, we're asking you to post at facebook.com/Good Day, and you can do this all weekend long. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. The best advice your mother ever gave you. Mother's Day
Don't
weekend.
Don't work with that tungsten. I didn't listen to Mom. Why is it so quiet in here?
Your mother
I was kidding.
Your mother liked me.
She does like you. It was a joke. It's one of those things that we do every once in a while.
Some of them are better than others. Kenny, we got any good stuff there? Or are we going to have to wait till Monday to post all of that?
We'll wait till Monday.
Yeah, wait till Monday. All right, let's see here. Richie, and I say this advisedly, Tom Brady sort of spoke yesterday, but he didn't say anything. I have no comment. It's kind of like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I see nothing. Well,
that's what he did the first time, though. Remember they made fun of him on Saturday Night Live? He was like, I didn't know if there was a problem. I don't know anything.
He was being interviewed yesterday for an event, and there was a bunch of Brady fans out in the audience, and they're all cheering him on, yay, Tom, yay, Tom. So, of course, they had to ask him about the report, the Deflategate report.
Right.
And he basically said, it's only been out for 30 hours. I really haven't had a chance to look through it.
Good answer.
My wife is reading it now. So, but his agent is like, hey, he knew nothing. He did nothing wrong. It's all about nothing. And I agree with the agent.
Okay.
Who cares? They beat the Colts 45-7. They pounded them into the ground. You could have had a flat ball. You could have had a frisbee out there.
You could have played with a ping pong ball.
Yeah, and it would have killed them still. It doesn't. This is. We were sitting around here talking about this
all
the
right,
other day.
We got it.
And one of the guys who used to work for a sports station here is pretty much like, you know what? It's only the people that don't know anything about sports that are making a big problem about this.
All right. Now, let's talk about neighborhood politics for a moment. Richie is trying to help out his son's school. And
my son and daughter's school.
Oh, that's right. They both go to the same school. This is the first year they have, though, right?
No. They're both in elementary school. So I thought they were in different schools for some reason.
Anyway, so there's an event going on, and there is need. And because your wife is getting a little starch from some of the neighbors, that's not the reason to help.
No.
This is just kind of a good, kind of a neat thing. And not only, the real reason I want Richie to tell the story isn't so much to help his school, although that would be nice, but to give people who are listening an idea, those of you who have children that are Richie's age, he has a 10-year-old son, 7-year-old daughter, and they are in a school that has the same sort of problems that most other public schools have. Last night, the Framingham Town Meeting approved a $115 million budget for the school department. And I'm saying here, but I didn't get up and say anything, the results, we have some like third-level schools. I'm saying, like, what are we doing with this
money? You know what that $150 million does not cover, though, Doug?
What?
Field trips.
Yeah.
After-school clubs.
Yep.
Many of the instruments that they use in
the classroom.
So that's
what you're trying to do is help
many of the computers that they use in the classrooms. And that's what the PTA does. So my wife has been very involved with the PTA the whole time the kids have been in school, and she's actually part of the PTA. She's the secretary this year.
Right.
And that's a whole nother story. The PTA, what a mess. the PTA is not a mess, but the hierarchy and the people in the neighborhood,
like all that
the little bickering back and forth, right. is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you go to DougStefan.com and you look in the trending on Good Day Box, you'll see a very cool event that the kids are doing today, as a matter of fact. It's called a Fun Run Fundraiser. And what it's trying to do is promote physical fitness and raise money for the PTA to help fund all of these things that they do for the kids, mostly field trips and band and computers. And what they'll do is they'll run up to 35 laps, and if you were to be so kind, you could donate $1 per lap, $3 per lap, $4 per lap, or just a flat amount, $5, $10, $1,000, whatever you want to do.
Cool.
So the link is right there at DougStefan.com, and my kids would be greatly appreciative, and my wife would also.
Very nice. Yeah. There you go. Very
so
nice.
So in 30 seconds, last night there was a debate going on just all about the PTA, and I had to defend my wife because some women who will be the PTA next year were taking some backhanded shots at her. And so I'm just like, this is so ridiculous. Here are people trying to help their kids
in
their community school, and it ends up being this backhanded, petty. It's just so ridiculous. Yeah.
All right, word to the wise, help out. You can find more information at DougStefan.com. There's a lot of information that people have asked for about the squatty potty. I can tell you all kinds of things, positive usage, why it is important. Mother's Day is this weekend. And this year, for Mother's Day, help your mom with a squatty potty. She will, once she understands what it's all about, be most appreciative, no matter what her age. The squatty potty allows you to do what you need to do in order to get better results. It's kind of like a printing machine. Get better results. Use better ink. In order to get better results, you need to be sitting the right way, and that's what the squatty potty takes care of. It's engineered so you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting. So when you use it, you do a better job of cleaning things out, if you know what I mean. So have your mom be completely satisfied. It's a whole thing came about as a son's devotion to his mom because she was having a hard time, so we figured out how to do this. Now you can buy them at Bed Bath & Beyond stores. You can go to SquattyPotty.com, or you can text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 and get 20% off the order for a squatty potty. You won't get that at Bed Bath & Beyond. You won't get it online. You just get it by texting Doug to 511-511. Do it now so you can get this in time for Mother's Day. Save 20% on the wonderful squatty potty. Text the word Doug to 511-511 and give a squatty potty for Mother's Day.
Know-how! Sludge makes your car feel a little bit like you do after an all-you-can-eat buffet. Slow. That's why Napa's got Castrol GTX Conventional for just $379 a quart with Tri-Shield technology to protect your engine from power-robbing sludge. Castrol GTX, now just $379. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/15.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be-Gone. Animal Be-Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be-Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be-Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid on Q846030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030. Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly Page, Jennifer, Kenny, and Richie and I have with us Thomas John, who has written a book called Never Argue with a Dead Person. I find that in my life, arguing with dead people is about the only time I win the argument. And so I'm not sure whether that's me on exactly. That could be it. I'm fascinated with these things. Most of you know who have listened to me with any degree of regularity over the X number of years that I've been doing not only this program, but just been on the radio. There's something about life and what else goes on around our lives that we just can't explain. So you either don't believe, which is fine, or you do believe and give your life an extra dimension. And that's what I think Thomas John has done. So the first thing I want to know, I'm understanding that you came from the Boston area. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up actually in a couple different places because my parents moved around a little bit. So I was in the Wrentham area, then Attleboro area, then the Quincy area. So I've been some different places.
All right. I've lived in Framingham all my life. That's where I am right now. And it's interesting. Wrentham, my former wife, taught school down there. I wonder if she had you as a teacher. I'm just thinking. How old are you?
I am 30 years old. I went to
school. Okay. So you're a little bit young for her. So how did you, at 30 years old, do people say, at this age, most of the mediums that you meet are pretty long on the tooth. Not often do you find somebody who has the credentials and the reputation. And I've said to people, do you know Thomas John? I've found a number of people who say, yeah, he's this guy who really talks to dead people. There are a lot of people that talk to dead people. So where did your expertise or where did your connection come from? Was it something that you got from childhood, from what your rearing was about?
You know, it's something that really, it really came since I was born, you know, so I always, it's something that I always had an ability to see, and it was kind of just something that I thought was normal and kind of something that I thought was just kind of part of, you know,
you thought everybody had
a lot about it.
Right. Okay. So your first connection was with your paternal grandfather, I'm told.
Yes, correct. Yeah. When I was about 4 years old, what I remember is seeing him and feeling him around and feeling that he was communicating with me and I could see things about him and talk to him.
And what did your mother or father say when you talked to them about your grandfather?
You know, they were sort of, came from a different sort of background. It wasn't something that they really grew up with, so it was something that they didn't really feel comfortable with right away. It took some getting used to.
Were you ostracized by them and others when you demonstrated?
I wouldn't say it was ostracized, but it was definitely something that made them feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They sought to get guidance.
For you.
You needed help.
So anyway, you went on to study psychology, human development. There's a reality television show based on Thomas's life that's in the works. His book is called Never Argue with a Dead Person. He's going to spend some time with us in the next half hour, and that us will include Uri Geller as a perfect combination. Thomas John with us on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Pick up the the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Everybody recognize this riff?
Yes, ba-ba-ba-ba.
Spencer Davis Group did it first. A lot of people have covered Gimme Some Lovin', including Paul Schaefer from the David Letterman TV program. Yes, that Paul Schaefer. This comes from a blues program, though, Richie, doesn't it?
Yep.
Bring it up, Richie! Yes, Rich.
Give me some love.
Give me some love. I give you some love in every day.
Some people right now might be going, what are you talking about?
Schaefer?
Paul Schaefer wasn't in the Blues Brothers.
Ah.
But yes, he was.
He was in there.
He was their musical director when they were in the studio.
Yeah.
But he was not a part of the movie.
Paul Schaefer has been one of these guys that's had, he's been near and touched greatness. Sometimes, he was associated with Saturday Night Live, he's had some interesting movie experiences, has been consistently on the Letterman show, I think since he started doing the Late Show, hasn't he? Two of them been together?
Yeah, since the very beginning.
Since the very beginning. Sometimes he appears to be a little too much or a little too interested in his coolness, but having said that, if you put that aside, he actually is, I don't know if he's cool, but he's pretty good at doing this sort of thing. He's pretty good at arranging and directing pop music and pop musicians. He's had some good comments. He's come back with some good stuff for Letterman. He's been a good foil. Next week being the end of the Letterman show, the week after that, he will end his regular TV gig. Would somebody else hire him? Probably not, because he's too identified with Letterman, right?
Nah.
Wouldn't you say?
Nah.
So what does a guy like this
not
do?
Not a nighttime sidekick type.
For his, right. Music. For his, is he somebody that could be a judge on The Voice or things like that? I mean, his persona is well presented, and he certainly is known well enough so that he can do that kind of stuff.
He's not in the demo for The Voice, though, but maybe some kind of competition. I could see him playing music again on TV somewhere.
Yeah.
He's a musical genius. I mean, the guy really is.
Yeah, he's very good at it.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, right. So anyway, best of luck to Schaefer as he moves on. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Muppets are in the news today.
It's the Muppet Show.
Yes, it is.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Nothing better than Muppets music, Richie.
Nope.
And this is the best part of the Muppets theme, I think. Okay, a couple of things here for you to focus on. Number one, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com features Kermit and Miss Piggy as they appear on the Mental Floss YouTube channel as part of their The List series. If you watch the video, you'll see Kermit and Miss Piggy share 20 facts about the Muppets that you didn't know. I don't know if you want to delve into that, Richie, and find one from him. You got to see it. I mean, the best way of dealing with this is to actually look at it. But if you're nosing around there, I'll tell the story about ABC ordering a Muppets revival. It's the Muppets. This is for grown-ups, apparently. It's a mockumentary that will look at the real lives of Kermit.
I know it, and this is Mental Floss on YouTube, and we're here
and the rest of the game.
LA. Did you know that Kermit the Frog has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? And that is the first of many facts about the Muppets that I'm going to share with you today with the help of some very special guests, Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Elliot. And to all of the lost millions of fans out there watching, I love you all, and I'm thrilled to be visiting with you personally, yeah, via YouTube. Okay, y'all, let's get a move on. I'm late for Pilates.
So let's start with a little Muppet history. The first newspaper ever to print the word Muppet was the Washington Post in 1955.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
The Muppets go back to 1955. All right, check out the video of the day. More on the Muppets at DougStephan.com.
This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on call. Recently, I saw this woman who was sick. Not sick, but, you know, she needed to rest up and get well. So I offered her a work note. Take some time off, recover. She thought the offer was hilarious. Turns out, she's a stay-at-home mom with four kids. And needless to say, she didn't think her kids would, let's say, respect the note. And she knew her husband, with his workload, simply couldn't. Well, it's Mom's Day this Sunday, and moms, more than the rest of us, need some guilt-free me time. Ladies, think of it this way. You're on a plane, there's turbulence. The oxygen mask's lower, you have to put on yourself first, and then your kids. Otherwise, me time is oxygen, and you need to get through the turbulence life throws at you and your family. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. And happy Mother's Day to my own mom, all of 86 this year. I love you, Mom. This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Need professional grade and industrial strength? Get a Kubota Z700 zero turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Go
gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 33 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Molly and Kenny and Richie and Jennifer. And in a few moments, we'll go back to a conversation with Thomas John and get examples of his unbelievable stories from the so-called Other Siders, a young man who communicates in spirit. His book is called Never Argue with a Dead Person, and I'm going to mix his conversation with Uri Geller, who, as you know, is one of my friends and a friend of this program, and is someone who has been more than a dabbler in this area himself. So it's coming up in a moment or two on Good Day. Meanwhile, the United Nations is upset because Nepal continues to be a problem, but you don't see it in the headlines anymore. Earthquake, all the disastrous weather there. They only raised $22 million. They were looking for $415 million, and they've only raised $22. Why do you suppose that is? Are we worn out on these the problems that we have all over the world? People are always looking to America and Americans for donations. And I'm wondering if we just aren't all tapped out, if we just aren't responding to the message because we don't have the ability. Everywhere you look, you all know it, you're being asked to give, 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 support, 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 help, help, help.
All these large events that we all want to help with, and then we find out later that our money didn't go
where we're supposed to go.
Wanted it to go.
But you know, the Nepal thing, I'm not trying to put it, I mean, it hasn't been a glamorous cause. I mean, there were a lot of celebrities that have hitched their wagons to other things.
Yes,
Haiti,
right.
Sean Penn in Haiti, all these things come to mind.
Yep.
And they have these big TV specials, and people are, all of a sudden, it's a trendy thing to give. And for some reason, whatever it is, Nepal hasn't had that benefit. Nobody's like taken that on as a champion.
You would think that they would. You would think that Hollywood would be all over this one.
Well, not so.
And how
Isn't Brad Pitt a big fan of Nepal?
I think, but how sad is it that we wait for celebrities before we give?
Yeah, before we give.
But we do.
We're giving to the celebrities before them. Yep.
You know, Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook did something very quickly, raised like $2 million in 2 days, and then suddenly it was gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't talk about it anymore.
No. All right. Hillary. That's good. Where did that come from? I don't know why I'm connecting you and Hillary, Molly. But
all women are the same, I guess.
Yes, that's probably true. Yeah. Yes, right, right. Okay.
Hopefully
so,
not in this case, right, Dougie?
Yeah, right. The weather in Dallas today, sort of the end of the 2 or 3 days of tornadoes and horrible weather. They've had 7-8 inches of rain there. Texas, Kansas, Nebraska. So a lot of Dallas is shut down this morning, or if you're trying to get from one side to the other, good luck, because it's just a washout. There are tremendous floods here and there. So this weather sweep out today, is this the last of it, do you think, Molly? What do you see?
You're asking me about the flooding going around
Dallas? I was. You were talking
earlier
about the flooding, yes.
I was, but now I no longer have the story in front of me. So I know they're experiencing it more today. They had more bad weather last night, and there were tornado warnings in effect for different areas as of a little bit earlier this morning. What's ahead for the weekend, we shall see.
All right. Now, the phone records. The United States Court of Appeals has declared that the bulk collection of phone records by the NSA is illegal and an invasion of our privacy. What else did they say?
Well, they said the National Security Agency's practice of collecting data about Americans' phone calls in bulk goes beyond what Congress intended when it wrote Section 215 of the U.S. Patriot Act. The court is saying that one of the big reasons it is hard to discern congressional intent in the case is that the bulk collection program has been shrouded in secrecy, as we all know.
Wow, what a shocker! No.
I know.
Say it isn't so, please.
This is about 2 years now after Edward Snowden had some of his information that he took from the NSA published in The Guardian. And now coming to this conclusion, the Patriot Act is set to expire on June 1st. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is looking in and reviewing the court's decision.
Yeah, good. Well, it's about time, frankly. That's what I say. Loser of the week is Pamela Geller. Everybody agree with that?
I don't. No.
You don't think she was loser of the week?
I think, in fact, she's probably a winner of the week because she's gotten more publicity than she could have ever asked for.
Oh, she definitely won. Yeah.
I don't think she's a loser.
The reason I think she's a loser is because she is sitting there going, it all worked out exactly like I wanted it to.
All right. In a moment, stay tuned for, I hope, what will be a fascinating connection. Thomas John, the author of Never Argue with a Dead Person, and Uri Geller here to talk about the connections that we all can make to the other side, some better than others. Up next here on Good Day.
Who says you have to wait until summer to tackle those projects to spruce up your home? Spring is the perfect time to take advantage of the better weather and get your home ready for a season full of fun. George Oliphant, home improvement expert and Emmy Award-winning host of LXTV's George to the Rescue, says it's time to get your outdoor living space in tip-top shape.
As the home decor superstore, At Home has more than 10,000 combinations for your patio and outdoor living areas, and more than 65 patio cushions to suit your style. You can find an endless variety of products for every room in your home, all at everyday low prices.
Heading inside the home, George says the bathroom is a great place to start. He says changing fixtures like the shower head is an easy and affordable way to spruce things up.
Moen's new Attract Hand Shower with Magnetics features an innovative, powerful magnetic dock that allows for easy release and docking of the shower head. Consumers can easily switch between 6 high-performance spray options, ranging from massage to full-rinse sprays.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
20 before the hour on Good Day, Thomas John joins us again, the author of the book Never Argue with a Dead Person. I wanted to connect him with Uri Geller, who is my friend and friend of the program. So, Uri, I'm not sure whether you know who Thomas John is, but this is a young man who has had some great experiences here. And I thought because of the essence of how we some of us anyway, feel comfortable connecting with those who are in the so-called dead zone, and how it is real for many people. Most of the people who are listening now may not know Mr. John, but you will know a lot about him. I think this book's going to be fantastic. Frankly, I think that his there's a television show that's built around his life, starting with his first experience when he was a youngster. Thomas, why don't you tell Uri about your first leanings into this area and where it has brought you, and then I want to sort of get into the background of the fascination that people have, but they don't want to admit they have it. They want to contact their parents, their grandparents. I want to talk to my dog Charlotte, who died last month, and some people say, what are you talking about? So what are we talking about, Thomas?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think that everybody has a longing to connect in this way, and even if you're kind of are on the verge of maybe you don't believe or maybe you're skeptical or something like that, I think just being open to the idea of something that is beyond and something that, you know, that people, that, you know, souls that have been here can still communicate and pass on knowledge, I think that it can really change, you know, just having that view can really change your life in a huge way, and it can help you to release so much.
Uri Geller from England is on the line with us, pretty much known as one of the best mind motivators in the world and connected to all this sort of thing in a number of ways. Could you describe any number of encounters you've had with people like this or in your own experience talking to folks who have passed on, Uri?
Hi, Thomas, first of all, and hi to everyone there. You know, many times on your show, Doug, I have voiced my opinion about the afterlife and talking to people who have parted and are on the other side. I totally believe in it because, you know, simply you have to look at it scientifically, that energy cannot be destroyed, and obviously Albert Einstein proved that scientifically. And one must ask the question, when we die, what happens to our energy, what happens to our soul, what happens to our spirit? I definitely believe that we pass over somewhere. I don't know where that somewhere is. We call it paradise or heaven or a different dimension and so on. Now, there are people who are sensitive, intuitive, like Thomas, who can connect or contact that soul on the other side. I have been in this field of the psychic and the paranormal for over 45 years, and you simply cannot debunk this. Skeptics try it all the time, and I tell you now, Thomas, that you're going to have, you know, skeptics trying to get at you and debunk you and demean you and make fun out of you. But hey, you believe in yourself, you believe in your ability and your power, and just continue doing what you do.
Does it bother either or both of you, Thomas and Uri, to be referred to as a psychic, Thomas?
I don't know about Uri, but I respect him, and really, I mean, I consider him a pioneer for somebody like myself who's come into this world in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years to talk about this stuff. So I'm honored to kind of connect with him a little bit. And I think that, you know, it's not probably the most ideal term, but I guess I've kind of come used to it. I really do prefer the term medium because I think it better describes what I do, because I really do feel like I'm in the middle of two worlds and I'm sort of connecting as a medium. So I like that term better. I think it defines more
sometimes
what I do.
They get put together, yeah. Psychic medium. Uri, what about you and the term?
You know, throughout my life, I constantly reinvented myself. So in the 70s, I was a psychic. Then I turned myself into a paranormalist, and today I'm a mystifier. And I do this because I know how to go with the flow and the trend and PR. And, you know, I mystifier is a word that is not here and not there. What is a mystifier? The truth is that I mystified millions of people around the world. But I must tell you, Doug, that mediums and people who do connect or contact the dead, they fill up auditoriums. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There is a medium in England called Sally Morgan, and I'm sure Thomas heard about her. Yeah, it's just a sell-out show every time. She goes on tour. She does 30, 40 shows. Everyone wants to have and feel that experience of maybe being able to connect to their loved ones.
So here's a premise that I want to put forth for both of you in terms of connecting with the dead. I made reference to my dog, Charlotte Thomas, who died just actually a month ago, and I was extraordinarily close to her. So I wanted to know that she was okay. And the night she died, I got a call from somebody who was an animal communicator who brought me into what was going on with her, and it made me feel better. And the reason I know it was real is because there are things that came through that no one would have known. How do you prove to people who ask you for help that you are actually talking to or communicating with the people that are in question, that have gone on to the next life?
I mean, I think that exactly what you said. I mean, before I make any sort of connection to some sort of message or something, I have to bring through some sort of validating evidence. So that's always my first thing. You know, I had a demonstration that I did a couple days ago for like 50 or 60 people, and so when I bring through an energy, you know, I have to give something so that somebody can identify it. You know, mm-hmm. something that would be too coincidental and too specific. And I try to bring through two or three things. So once the person says, you know, they can kind of connect to that, whether it be a name, whether it be a birth date, whether it means something about their personality, something about how they died, an inside joke, I always can feel just energetically an immediate release of negativity. You know, people just, as soon as they just know that that connection is there, that's like, you know, 70% of it. And then, you know, then they might bring through a message, you know, but just the validation that they're there is usually, but that, you know, it has to be fairly specific because obviously, you know, we might all have grandparents or you know, great-grandparents that we knew that crossed over. So we have to kind of, I have to, the burden of proof is kind of on me.
Yeah. Uri, when you are talking to people about this sort of thing, the challenge that's there is to make the connection. Sometimes, in fairness to you and to Thomas, it may not work, right? I mean, that's...
Doug, first of all, look, what I do is different. I'm not a medium, talk to the dead. But the skeptics and the debunkers are out there, but they're a tiny minority. I always considered them as molecular nothings. They never hurt me. On the contrary, they boosted my career for over 45 years. But everyone out there does believe, almost everyone, most of us are believers, and we want to believe that when a person dies, they go over to the other
side.
Do
you think, Uri and Thomas, that you can actually, that everybody has this, that if you help people develop, that there is a way for all of us to contact those who are dead? What do you think, Uri?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to just ask for it, and then some message or a sign will materialize. For instance, when my mother sends me a message, it's always a bird flies into the room, and I know it's my mother. I feel it. You actually feel it inside your mind, your heart, your body, your soul, that someone is trying to communicate with you. And do you agree, Thomas?
Yeah, I think that it's definitely something that, I mean, I teach some classes about it. It's definitely something that everybody can sort of, you know, make stronger in them.
Yeah.
I think maybe sometimes, you know, can everybody go and do it as a professional and go help people? I mean, that's kind of a different responsibility.
Yeah, no, I wasn't asking that. I think it's rare that you can do this in a way that is believable and has value to all or to many. And that's why there are 15 stories in this book that are extraordinary. Never argue with a dead person, Thomas John. I'm going to make a prediction, and I don't have to be a psychic to make this prediction. I guarantee that you two guys will be together in person someplace. Thomas, when you go to England, you'll look Uri up. I'll be happy to connect the two of you because I think that there is a simpatico here. And Uri loves to help people like you who are getting started. And so this is, I think we're all here to help. I'm happy to have you on because I'm fascinated with this sort of thing. And I think most people are, and they want to know how to make themselves feel better and to know that what's going on the other side may be in some cases better than what's going on here. Thomas John with this Never Argue with a Dead Person. The book, Uri Geller. His website is urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, it's given us a lot of thought. From now on, my name is Flounder.
Flounder?
And the last one is 3 seconds, so I'm going to say food fight, right?
Yeah, I have 10,000 marbles, please.
I knew you'd go with that, Ken, actually.
Hi, so Animal House, Stephen Bishop from the movie Animal House. Stephen First, who played Flounder, is 60 today. He had been, what, 20-something? This movie's 30-some-odd years old, isn't it?
Yeah.
At least, yeah. Maybe even more. All right, so there's
confession
that.
Time?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
No.
Really?
What?
Animal House?
I know. I feel like I need to have my American card revoked. I don't know.
I'm flying to your house with a six-pack and this DVD, and we're going to sit around and watch it.
Right. All right. So that's how we get started. Movie music and movie memory. Chucker has movie news for us in a moment, including what to look for this weekend at the box office.
Kenny has movie news for us.
What'd I say?
Chucker.
Chucker.
Oh, Chucker's not there?
No Chucker today.
But how'd I miss that? You're holding out on me, Richard. That's a big idea.
Yeah.
All right. The Vanity Fair article on Star Wars unveiling some secrets. We'll cover that. And, yeah, Kenny's going to talk about the movies coming up this weekend. And everybody else can join in. Molly, you can give us your 2 cents worth. And Jennifer, penny and a half are your thoughts. Richie, we get...
you have a Groupon.
Yeah, Richie's got a Groupon. All right, that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants.
Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
All right, so Vanity Fair is getting a lot of publicity. If you're into the news from Star Wars, you're going to want to check out Vanity Fair this week. Actually, I think it hit the newsstands yesterday. Pages and pages of stunning photos from the new Star Wars film. Shots by some of the best photographers. Never-before-seen characters. Some of the new actors that are in it. An interview with J.J. Abrams, who directed the movie. Behind-the-scenes video. You can get online at vanityfair.com. So if you're a Jedi Master or you're looking for some info on Yoda, this looks like the place to go, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some great images. The pictures are floating around the Internet.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so what's coming out this weekend?
Three movies. The first one is Hot Pursuit, Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon.
Looks silly.
It's an action comedy buddy sort of picture.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be fun. It doesn't seem that it would be the typical bill of fare for Reese Witherspoon. I don't know much about Vergara except everybody comments about her cha-chas. Yeah, well, yeah. According to some. Anyway, it takes more than that to be hot.
According to most.
You don't think she's hot?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
You never heard those words out of my mouth.
You insinuated that she didn't.
I don't think she's. There's something about her that doesn't smack of authenticity for me.
Racist.
Really?
Well said.
Thank you.
I feel the same way.
Racist.
All right. Next.
Jack Black and James Marsden in The D-Train.
What's that about?
Jack Black is the head of his high school reunion committee, and James Marsden was an old classmate who's now a Hollywood star, so he wants everybody to be his friend and go to this reunion, so he travels to L.A. to try to convince Marsden to come back to the reunion.
Really? Huh. Okay, that sounds moderately interesting. What else?
You won't like this one. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the movie is Maggie. It's a drama slash thriller. His daughter gets a virus that is slowly turning her into a zombie.
You love zombies, don't you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Schwarzenegger, but I'm not interested in seeing Schwarzenegger dealing with zombies. I think that's a bit of a stretch. Don't you? Or is this just...
Who's gonna... It's right up his alley, actually.
What, zombies?
The governor of California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He dealt with a lot of zombies while he was there. All right. So Schwarzenegger has a zombie movie. The Witherspoon movie sounds sounds like a lighter weekend to take your mother to the movies. So there's the wrap. Thank you, Kenny. Doug Steffen with Rich, Molly, Jennifer, and Kenny on the Good Day program. 59 after the hour.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.